Back now with Day to Day. There will be no formal red light district on the internet. The group that oversees how internet addresses are assigned has rejected giving porn websites a .xxx suffix. An unlikely coalition of some adult websites and religious groups rejected the idea. Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. And Bob, this is indeed an unlikely coalition. Why did these groups oppose the idea?
Well, for very different reasons, as you might suspect, Madeline. The company that first proposed this idea wanted to promote it as a way to shield kids from online pornography. It claimed that having this adult content in a designated area would make it easier to filter it out for those that didn't want it. That's the reason many of the adult websites were opposed to this idea. They claimed that it came down to a free speech issue, that they shouldn't be shunted off to an area that could end up being cut off from their prospective customers. Conservatives and Christian groups, on the other hand, they weren't happy about the legitimacy that they said this formal designation would give to pornography. And because there would be no requirement for the adult websites to migrate over to this new area on the web, this new domain, if you will, the anti-pornography group said this would just have ended up adding to more of what's already out there, and it would have just handed these sites an easy promotional boost.
And did the managers of the internet domains agree with those ideas?
Well, this oversight group is called ICANN. That's short for Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. Their final vote on this was 9 against and 5 in favor. The group issued a statement saying that it's going to be giving more details on their decision later this week. There's already some controversy, though, over whether this decision was influenced by the U.S. government, particularly the Commerce Department, and whether the U.S. is wielding too much influence still over managing the Internet. Of course, the Internet was created in this country, but now it's estimated that there's more than $2 trillion in global commerce on the Internet, and there's been growing discontent outside of this country that America has too much control beyond the technical operation of the web. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported there was an internal memo prepared by the Commerce Department that said this proposal for the adult content area wouldn't happen if the U.S., and I quote here, does not wish for that to happen, no matter what the international community might decide.
And any chance this proposal could make a comeback?
Well, Internet experts say this idea does appear to be dead right now, although the porn industry has suggested that there's a better way of keeping children away from these sites. They say create a kids-friendly zone so parents could filter out the content that way. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking further into reports the government is collecting the phone records of millions of Americans.
Thank you, Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.